Hey everyone, this is Frank Honus, and this is a purity tip from purelifepodcast.com. I hope you're having a great week, and this week's purity tip is this. Watch what you watch. That's right. I said watch what you watch. It's so incredibly important as individuals and human beings that we are so conscious and sensitive to the kind of media and material that we allow in our eyes and to go into our mind and our heart. You know, I think about the kinds of TV shows and the kinds of movies and websites and books and all the different material, multimedia that bombards us every single day, entertainment, things that we find totally enjoyable. And a lot of it is really incredibly potentially harmful to our mind, to our heart, to our soul. We've just got to be so careful at what we allow inside of our hearts and minds. And for those who are addicted, you know, if you struggle with a sexual addiction, if you struggle with pornography, or if you struggle with, you know, allowing your eyes to wander to things that they shouldn't dwell upon, that this is a huge one. We've got to really be careful and watch what we watch. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 and 23, it says, "The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. And if the light within you is actually darkness, how great is that darkness?" And so I think so many times we're kind of desensitized to the kinds of material and things that we look at and we watch on a daily basis. And so if we can just be real conscious of what we watch, of what we see, what we allow inside of us, what we allow inside of our brains, what we allow inside of our, you know, inside of our body, inside of our heart, our mind, then that will help us so much to pursue sexual purity and to be the men and women that God has called us to be sexually healthy and sexually whole. So that's this week's purity tip from purelifepodcast.com. Watch what you watch.